A reading from Ezekiel. The Lord God said to me, "As for you, son of man, obey me when I speak to you. Be not rebellious like this house of rebellion, but open your mouth and eat what I shall give you." It was then I saw a hand stretched out to me, in which was a written scroll, which he unrolled before me. It was covered with writing, front and back, and written on it was, "Lamentation and wailing and woe." He said to me, "Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll, then go, speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. "Son of man," he then said to me, "feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll I am giving you." I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. He said, "Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them." The word of the Lord. The Olympic athletes have trained for years. Each one has one focus: gymnastics or swimming, volleyball, basketball, diving, etc. They have poured their lives into their chosen sport. We Dominicans know ourselves as bearers of the word. We are women and men called to hear, to remember, and to proclaim the word. Our call then is to be Olympian champions of God's great news. God's word is our focus for our life. To hear, remember, proclaim. To hear, to be open to receive, to allow the word to seep in and to settle within us, to become part of our bones, our muscles, our sinews, our breathing. But hearing is not enough. We are to remember the word, to call forth, to be mindful of the word anew. And this means not simply to recall, but to take what we know about God's word and put it together differently. Remember. Herein is the importance of the Dominican pillar of study, specifically study of the situations, the issues impacting our times. To study is to prepare the ground. Study keeps us fertile ground for the seed of God's word. Study so we know how to bring the word to bear fruit for our times. But remembering is not enough. Keeping the word and our understanding for ourselves does not do anyone any good. We are to proclaim the word in all the ways we know how, in all the ways available to us, and at all times. There is no respite for a Dominican preacher. To hear, to remember, to proclaim. Our Dominican call. Ezekiel's words can be considered a commissioning for Dominicans. Bear with my paraphrasing. Dominican women and men, eat this scroll. Eat my words. Dominican men and women, feed your belly and fill your stomach, indeed your whole being, with my words. Dominican women and men, then go. Speak my words to your world.